looks like something else. Okay, so let's see. Okay, yellow, the tree branches that looks like one thing, but a ghost or a goblin, and you're scared, but it's not. It's just a perception of something that is not. It's one thing, but you think it's something else. So let us begin to look at ourselves in reality. Let's check ourselves. Let's check our mind. Let's check our hearts. Let us try to be the best people we can be. Let us be the type of people that can reach out to others and forgive other people and love other people. This is my guest calling in, Jeff Porter. Let's see what he's doing or what he's up to. All righty. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, praise God, you called in.
I did.
Yes,
I did.
Yes, you did. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We're great.
You hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. I can hear you. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I'm so glad you were able to call in and be with us today. It's been a while since you've been on, a couple months, right?
Has it?
I think so.
Gosh. How could it be that long?
Time waits on no one. No one. Well, you sound good and strong, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it.
Amen. We're praying for you, too. Now, Jeff Porter is the author of Expressions of the Last Days, and he has also been considered a doomsday prophet. But Jeff has been experiencing some health issues, and he desires your prayers. So when you think about doomsday or last day, or you think about Jeff Porter, please lift up a prayer for him. We thank you for that so very much. Yes.
Yes, positively.
Yes, 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 yes. So I know you've been going through a lot of health issues, but has anything really been on your mind in reference to the last days?
Oh, you know, I don't think that Putin can hold the whole world hostage with his nuclear arsenal forever. Something's bound to happen sooner or later. What do you think?
You mean with the threat of his nuclear arsenal?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, that's a terrible thing, you know, to be a prisoner, the whole world, you know, by one man.
Yeah. I think United States is about ready for him, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you get on the internet and you look at how the United States has built up their military, it wouldn't be too smart for anybody to come against us, you know, but he'd probably try.
Yeah. Well, at least he wants to give us that impression. And if we
I don't think he's going to be able to. I really don't. I don't think he's going to be able to take over the way he thinks he's going to. Although he's made a lot more progress than we thought.
Really?
After his army got decimated so bad.
Oh, so they had a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even been paying attention to it.
Well, you're probably better off in a way, but in another way, you really should know what's going on over there, because it could turn into a total disaster.
Yes, for the, like you said, for the world, huh?
Yes, the entire world. And it's not like it hasn't been talked about.
Oh, I'm sure. I think I turned on to the Jim Baker show today, see what was going on. And I guess a couple months ago, they were saying, well, this is World War III. You agree with that?
Not quite yet. Well, you know, you could call it anything you want.
Right.
But I think we're on the embryo, the outer edges of the tribulation. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's something a lot of American Christians are willing to face.
True. No one wants to face that reality.
No. It's horrible. But it's something we have to.
Because we see how those people were fighting over there in Ukraine when it first started, and just bombing other buildings, and everyone's running and don't know where they're going to go. You know, they're
just... that war has never acted like we thought it was going to, has it?
No, I didn't even think he'd do it.
I didn't either. I didn't think he'd come across the border. Maybe it was just wishful thinking.
Of course. Sometimes I say, I really did not want to believe that, so that means you reserve a reservation against things because you really don't want to believe that. You want to believe that something else better is going to happen, and not the negative and not the worst, but war, no, but...
No. You're hoping that he has some sanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21st century sanity, right?
Right.
Wow. Well, I guess that is what it is. And hopefully, did he go towards Poland, or where's he at now?
Who? Putin?
Yeah, is he still in Ukraine?
I don't know. I don't know where he is right now. But, he'll find his way there, I'm sure, wherever it is.
Has he taken over Ukraine?
No, he hasn't won that battle yet.
Okay.
But I'm really surprised at some of the brand new weapons the U.S. has given him. Wow.
You mean Ukraine?
They are powerful.
Ukraine president?
Biden.
Yeah. Wow.
So...
And that's what's
going to
happen. Go ahead.
Well, what's going to happen with the elections?
Well, there's a very important election coming up on the 22nd. I mean, November. Very important.
Yeah, I would say.
Yes. Very important. And that's going to sway a lot, you know, whether the Republicans take over, what, the Senate and the Congress. Or the House of Representatives, whoever that is, you know, because right now it's like Democrat has some type of control, and it's not like one party has all control. So that's a very important election coming up in November, and hopefully everybody is registered. And if not, please get registered. We need everybody's participation in this upcoming election, November 2022. What do you say,
yep.
Jeff?
Well, you know how I feel.
Somewhat. Somewhat I know how you feel, yeah.
Yeah, you know how I feel about Trump.
Oh, well, I know how I feel about God. You know, he's still on the throne, too. He on a throne. A throne that he can't be thrown off of.
Yes.
That's where I'm at.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's a rock.
Yes, he is. Christ, that solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So
I felt kind of lost lately.
Have you?
Yeah, you know, that I had a mishap in the bathroom where I passed out there and ended up in the hospital, and I'm still in the hospital.
Well, that's a good thing, though, that you're in the hospital and not, you know, because the worst could have happened, but thank God it did not. You know, and you're still in the land of the living. Look, called into the show today. You sound strong. Still hanging on, praise God, and we pray that the Lord continue to strengthen you and encourage you.
I think you will.
Amen. Amen.
What have you been doing in order to do that? Have strength?
It's not easy because once you're down, you have to really, really, really push yourself to get up and do what you need to do for yourself. And it's not easy because, you know, earlier this year I broke my arm, right? My right arm, my dominant arm. And that wasn't easy getting back, and I'm still in physical therapy, but I have to push my way, you know. Still not like it was. Yeah, still not like it was. So I'm still working on my strength. I'm like, wow, who would have thought it took this long? And here it is, July. Almost the half, July is almost half gone.
Yeah.
I'm still working on this arm. But it's, you know, it's, you have to persevere. You have to really push yourself. You got to have that determination. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And that is in Psalms 118.
Yes, I agree. You have to fight. Oh, yeah, you have to fight.
Yes, you do have to fight. Because your life depends on it.
Well, I just keep getting hit with something else every time I fight.
Well, that doesn't mean give up. Because, you know, sometimes when you're going through sickness, that happens. This may go wrong, or that may go wrong, or this organ may be challenged because of another organ, you know. But still, we're going to hold on. We're still going to pray you through this. And you're going to fight.
Yes.
You're going to fight.
You've been a big inspiration.
Well, praise God. Well, wow, Jeff, I've known you for like, what, 8 years now?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, and you've been on the radio ever since then, so, yeah. You're a friend of
Doug. Well, you never expect things to turn out this way, do you?
No, and we never know. We just never know. But we have to also know who is in charge. God is in charge.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Even over the government. The government is on his shoulders.
Yeah, and he's going to win this battle.
Yeah, because we have no one else. We have no one else but him to call on, to rely on, to depend on.
Yes.
He's all we have.
Hallelujah.
Right. Didn't you say you had a brother?
Yeah, he passed away about a year ago.
Oh, okay. Did he pass away before your mother?
Huh?
Did he pass away before your mother or after her?
Before, Mom.
Oh, my. I was thinking I must have missed that. I know you told me you had a brother, so you're the only sibling?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to be praying much for you. Absolutely.
I'm going to need it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
I don't have any family in Marion.
Okay. How close are they to you, or...
I got very little family.
Okay. All right. Well, you got friends.
How about you?
You know, there was a time when our family was really large, but a lot of people have died off, and people are not having babies like they used to. 10, 15 kids, you know, you don't find too many people do that anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know... One may have one child, another may have two, something like that, and the numbers just don't add up.
Well, I got two nephews and a niece in Columbus, but we don't communicate.
Well, that's not too far away, Jeff.
No, I may try to start communicating with him again, but Linda, they're just not, they're not Christians.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't reach out.
Yeah, we can talk, but, I mean, you know, there's not much there.
Well, maybe you can be some type of influence to them now. You never know.
Yep, that's true.
Because we never know when God may soften someone's heart. We don't know. But we can try.
Hard to say what's going on with them.
Well, we can pray.
I haven't been exactly a big success with them.
And you may not even know that either.
Yeah, that's true.
Because God has His timing.
Eventually. He'll intervene eventually.
Yes. Yes. And bring them into the kingdom.
I sure hope so.
Well, we trust that He will.
I think He will.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that would be great if you decided to reach out to them.
Well, I'm going to eventually.
Yeah. So, are they adults or?
Yeah, they are now, yeah.
Okay. Got any great nieces and nephews out there?
No, not really. Not yet.
Okay. See what I mean? People don't have babies like they used to, right?
No, they can't afford them.
Young people take their time anymore. They'd be 30 and 40 years old before they have kids, you know.
Yeah. Remember those big families of World War II?
Wow. What year was you in the Army?
From 73 to 76.
Okay, you did 3 years. Where were you stationed at?
Well, I started off being stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And then I got sent to El Paso, Texas. And from there I went to Germany. And then from Germany I went home.
Okay. How was Germany?
Huh?
How was Germany?
Germany, you know, you wouldn't believe it, but Germany is very similar to the United States. It really is. They raise a lot of more grapes than we do. But I mean, their weather and their traffic and cars and trucks and everything are very similar to ours.
Yeah, they have a lot of our troops over there, don't they?
A lot of church?
Troops.
Yeah, they do. I think Europe is pretty much ready for anything that might be thrown at them. Really do.
Wow.
They've got enough firepower to take care of it.
That is a scary thought.
Well, if Putin comes after them, I think he knows that, though. I mean, if he comes after them, he's in for a major disaster on his part. He's in for a huge fight.
So what about his allies?
Well, I don't think he really has that many. He has one or two, but people aren't that crazy about socialism in general, you know.
Right. I never thought about that, though. You're right.
they try to stay free from that. So they're willing to fight, lay down their lives for freedom that means something to them.
Right. It means a lot to all of us.
Yes, it does.
To be free. And not be in bondage or, you know, having to bow down to other people.
That's right. We're not going to do that.
Hopefully not, yeah. Kind of made me think of Moses and the Israelites, the Hebrews back in Bible days when Egypt and the Pharaoh was over them, you know, 400.
Yeah.
In 30 years, I think it was a slavery, and that was a terrible time. Terrible time. And then God...
Yeah, he didn't want to let go of them either.
No, he did not. No, he did not. And God had to take his son, his only son. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? Just like he gave his only son for us. He took Pharaoh's only son. Before he would bow his knee to God, right?
I thought a lot about Moses. He didn't feel like he was worthy.
Right.
And he went out there and, with God's immense help, led the Israelites out of the desert. And it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the parting of the Red Sea.
Man is still baffled by that miracle. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like they don't want to believe that.
Well, the skeptics say that there was only 6 inches of water. And they both, you know, just kind of waddled through it. So you're going to tell me the whole Egyptian army drowned in 6 inches of water?
And
I don't think that's going to work.
Right, and their horses, oh my, and the chariots is at the bottom of the sea? Wow.
Yep. They say they found wheels and chariots at the bottom of the Red Sea.
I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah. Helmets.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, it seems like with some, it is so hard to believe that God has orchestrated all of this, the world and the heavens and what's in the heavens and the sea and what's in the sea and making man in his image and in his likeness, and scientists are still trying to reproduce man on their own. And it's like, okay, he didn't, they're trying to find, you know, lies about the parting of the Red Sea. Like you said, it was only 6 inches of water. Well, that only comes up to some people's ankle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Noah and the ark. You know, all that water. Oh, it didn't flood the entire world, but the Bible says it did, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the flood did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before, that the flood didn't cover the entire earth, but I believe it did.
Oh, I do too. But the skeptics are saying.
You ever be out in the garden and digging and you find seashells?
Yeah.
Impressions of seashells in the rock?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember doing that as a little girl. Maybe third grade. Yes, I do.
Wasn't that fun?
Yes, it was fun. To collect rocks with dinosaur prints. It was just, I don't know. All over the world, you know, there are traces of water being, you know, that water has covered the earth before. All kind of examples,
yeah.
And proof.
Plenty of evidence.
Yeah, that people dismiss, like, you know, oh, that wasn't true. That's just a lie. But it's not a lie. It's not a lie.
Why would that be crazy with all the other crazy stuff?
Ooh, just like, you know, Joshua led the Hebrews, and they circled Jericho for 7 days, and on the seventh day they shouted, and all the walls came tumbling down.
Yeah, really. Amen.
Another miracle, right?
Exactly right. Oh, there's plenty of miracles.
And a miracle is something only God can do. Not looking at a magician, right?
That's right.
Or black magic. Or witches or warlocks.
What?
Or witches or warlocks. We're not looking at what they can do in the supernatural. We're looking at what God can do.
Yeah.
You know, and he stands on his own. He does not stand against or up against any other little god.
That's right, Linda.
He is the one true living God. And he
stands. You know, this world is turning more and more to the occult.
I know that. At least
see all this horrible stuff on TV.
I kinda don't.
It's there.
I'm sure. I don't have cable anymore. Remember I told you that?
No, I didn't. You turned it off?
Yeah. I kinda jumped on board with my daughters, you know. They have, like, Fire Stick and what's that other one called? They got all these different type of antennas.
Oh, I see why.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you can get movies and you can get the news if you want it. You know, I just don't have regular channels, but some of the apps do regular channels on that. But other than that, unless I have an app with channels, I don't really have channels. So it's a little different, huh?
I watch a lot of MeTV.
Okay.
Which is old stuff, cartoons, stuff like that.
All right. You're allowed.
Well, you just got to be careful what you watch.
Yes, you do. My granddaughter stopped her daughter, which is like just getting ready to turn 4 years old, from watching YouTube cartoons because they're so demonic. Or sexual.
Oh, I know it is. It's horrible.
Or sexual.
You gotta, watch what your eyes take in.
And your ears hear what goes in your ears, right? We do have to be careful because the enemy knows his days are shortened.
He takes advantage of it.
Of course, that's what he does best, right?
Exactly right.
It's threatening us and have us running and being afraid and scared.
Well, I'm in a kind of a scary place right now, so I'm just asking for prayer.
And we will be lifting you up for prayer, Jeff. You just hold
Thank
on.
You.
You just hold on with all you got, and I just pray once again that the Lord strengthen you and encourage you.
You know, Richard Kindred has cancer?
Yes, I heard that.
That's horrible.
Well, we lift up a prayer for him, too. I know he's really been struggling, and for his family. I think he has sons. Well, we pray for them, too, that the Lord would touch and heal his body and strengthen his family and help them through this time. And we just pray for you that the Lord touch and heal your body, you know, help your body to get rid of as much water as possible, and that they do find a place for you to go, and you can work on getting back stronger, eating the right things, and doing the right things. It's going to take a lot from you, though.
Huh?
It's going to take a lot from you, though. You know that, right?
Yep.
But all things are possible.
I'm like everybody else. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't either.
I don't try to predict.
Me either.
But sometimes, you know, like I was talking to Annette when she was in there, I said, sometimes you feel like God's against you, or he has become angry with you or something.
Yeah, but that's not true. He loves you. He loves you. So, you know, and a lot of times it be because we want to live our life the way we want to live it, and then when things happen, then we're kind of stuck with the results, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's not his fault. And he's giving you a chance to fight. And I believe that you can, but guess what? We are out of time. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. I thank God for giving you the strength and the courage and confidence to do this. And we're still praying for you that you're going to make it through this with flying colors. Hopefully to see you back in the studio one day.
Oh, yeah. We'll be praying for that.
Yes, absolutely. You take care.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional